This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for that big Odyssey app. Download it. Search for WILK News Radio. Favorite us, and that's it. You got us. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay. It's a nice little tool to have. A pick up and leave off exactly where you left off. So, you stop to go to the store, you stop to get gas or something, you come back out, you just pick right up again. Also, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. That's anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Or your smart speakers, just ask them to play WILK News Radio. And they'll listen live wherever you are if you have those little smart speakers. So there was a controversy. It's hard to put it. Because I've seen people defend both sides of this. And I'm Roman Catholic. I'm Catholic. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops came out with a video basically chastising the stance of the current administration and America for its immigration platform, for its immigration stance now. Basically saying that we should be more compassionate and we should be more open and we should be more this and we should be more that. And I understand it's a religion's purpose to do those things, but don't try and influence policy. And the Catholic bishops, the Conference of Catholic Bishops, may want to sit this one out because I ran some numbers and I was well aware of this while the immigration influx, this illegal immigration and the open borders under the Biden administration was in full effect. Where Catholic Charities USA, CCUSA, along with a network of over 160 local agencies connected to Catholic Charities, was making money hand over fist because of illegal immigration. They were facilitating it. They were helping promote it. They were financing a lot of it. And again, were making money hand over fist. So for them to come out now and be unhappy with the way things are, is this purely a financial decision or a spiritual one? Because I find it hard to believe it's a spiritual one. Catholic Charities, in all its entities, was bringing in almost $3 billion in just a few years under the Biden administration. I'm going to break this down for you. From years 2021 to 2024, basically when there was a free-for-all at our border, and this money that they brought in primarily stems from immigration and refugee resettlement programs. This isn't for, you know, feeding your homeless poor that are resident to your communities. This isn't for shelters in your communities or food pantries for their patrons. This is simply and purely for immigration and refugee resettlement programs. Now, the source and scope of this and the data comes from usaspending.gov. They analyzed multiple reports and tracked grants to the Catholic Charities USA and its affiliates in programs like refugee and entrant assistance. Refugee and entrant assistance under the Department of Health and Human Services. These funds supported migrant services, shelters, integration, which surged due to increased border arrivals and policy expansions under the Biden administration. $2.6 billion represents direct awards to Catholic Charities entities. Now, broader Catholic NGOs, including the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, or USCCB, received an additional $1.6 billion in related funding. For a total, we're looking over $4.2 billion. Now, the annual trends in this tells a story here for Catholic Charities, a subsidiary of the Catholic Church. In 2021, they were getting about $11 to $12 million. Now, that's early year baseline pre-surge when the border charge, that open border flux, really started. So they were getting $11 to $12 million a year for normal immigration and services that they provide. In 2022, that went to $300 to $400 million, a sharp increase tied to parole programs and refugee admissions. Again, 2021, they were getting $11 to $12 million. 2022, $300 to $400 million because of the open border nonsense. 2023, $400 to $500 million. The peak year with HHS grants alone at $1.9 billion across 4 years total. In 2024, $800 to $900 million. Continued high levels, including FEMA's shelter and service programs. Remember, they took the money from FEMA, moved it over to immigration? Yeah. So, Catholic Charities in 2021, $11 to $12 million. 2022, $300 to $400 million. 2023, $400 to $500 million. 2024, $800 to $900 million. Now, the major programs that were getting these money under Catholic Charities, HHS Office of Refugee Resettlement, 75% of the total for case management and entrant aid. This was going to Catholic Charities from grants given by HHS Office of Refugee Resettlement, 75% of the total for case management and entrant aid. FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter, 77 to $363 million annually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Fully. For migrant support. Department of Homeland Security grants and smaller allocations for disaster relief food assistance due to communities that were being influxed by this security. Now, some of the big beneficiaries from this money. And look at the places. Pay attention to the places here. The Diocese of Fort Worth, Texas. They got $11.7 million in 2021. $401.7 million in 2023. Fort Worth, Texas, huh? Right by the border. The Archdiocese of Louisville, Kentucky, $10 million in 2021, $122 million in 2023. Why Louisville, Kentucky? Because it was a major thoroughfare from the south to other areas north and west. The Archdiocese of Galveston, Texas. They got $82.2 million in 2024 fiscal year. The Archdiocese of San Antonio, Texas. $10.9 million for 2024 for Migrant Resource Center operations through 2025. The total federal reliance. Government grants typically comprise 60 to 70% of Catholic Charities. $4 to $5 billion annual budget nationwide, with the rest from private donations and fees. The Biden-era immigration focus amplified this, making Catholic Charities USA one of the largest private recipients of such funds. Now, post-Biden developments, by late 2025, under the second Trump administration, funding faced scrutiny and partial freezes, with Catholic Charities ending its refugee resettlement partnership. However, this does not retroactively alter Biden-era totals. Now, comparison. Under Trump's first term, 2017 to 2020, Catholic Charities received $800 to $900 million total. In 4 years under the first Trump administration, less than one-third of the Biden-era levels due to stricter immigration enforcement. And now are substantially lower as well. So when you have a group of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops lecturing us on how we should and shouldn't act as a nation as far as immigration, illegal immigration specifically, you may want to sit this one out, because you were making billions of dollars off of trafficking illegal immigrants across this nation, caring for them, to where your infrastructure was growing exponentially. Again, 2021, $11 to $12 million. $300 to $400 million in 2022. $400 to $500 million in 2023. $800 to $900 million in 2024, for a total of $4 billion across the 4 years under the Biden administration, compared to the first Trump administration, where you got less than a billion, which is still too much in my case. So, yes, when you're lecturing the nation in your little video that you will put out on social media, is that truly spiritual or is it financial? As a Roman Catholic myself, I'm outraged, because that's truly what it was. They were looking, you know, it likens me, and I just said this to someone. You ever see the movies where the cartel drug leader or whatever it is walks into the church and puts a bag of money down and tells the reluctant priest, can you bless me, Father? And they do, because of the big bag of money on the floor. That's what this likens me to. This is the vision I see with this happening. If you take the billions of dollars of tax, listen, these are taxpayer dollars. Billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars were being funneled through Catholic Charities to transport illegal migrants and care for them across the nation. They were one of the biggest infrastructures of human trafficking of illegal immigrants, paroled or not paroled, or whatever made up term the Biden administration brought. Catholic Charities were making profits hand over fist because of that. And that's been cut off now. That's been cut off. And I've been disenfranchised from the Catholic Church for a while now. And I try to come to grips with that, because, you know, I do read the Bible each day. I do my own spirituality on a day-by-day basis. But we've had that conversation of, you know, do we go non-denominational now? Do we go find a church that we're just more comfortable with at this point? Because truly, I'm not very comfortable with the Catholic Church. And it has nothing to do with the religion. I respect the religion. I honor the religion. It's the business that they've turned it into. And you could see this on the local level with their annual givings and their such, where, you know, listen, let's be honest. Every parish here in the Catholic Church of this Diocese of Scranton has to come up with their VIG for the central diocese. One way or another, it doesn't matter if they have the money or not. Doesn't matter if the donations are there. Doesn't matter if they have the followers that are coming into the church. You have your limit, and you better bring it forth, or else we're going to shut you down. The Conference of Catholic Bishops in the United States should really look in a mirror. And I hope they get questioned or called out. Because the only people who benefited here wasn't the illegal migrants that were trafficked all around, wasn't the kids that were separated from their families, weren't the shelters or the food places or everything else they built up. They built a multi-billion dollar infrastructure for illegal immigration and were happy to do it. And now that that's been cut off, you want to lecture us, the American people, on how we should be more compassionate? I don't know. I give the Catholic bishops of the United States 10 Hail Marys and 4 Our Fathers and maybe look in the mirror for an hour. It's 5:23 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.